This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, October 1st. God's word for you today is Long Road. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25 and 27. And it says, "All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should." How will you feel if you are walking down the road and you see somebody vandalizing a church? You should feel bad and do everything you possibly can, like call the police to stop them. Guess what? We vandalize our bodies on a daily. When we eat things that we know will destroy our bodies, people engage in things that they know are killing them. I had a friend. He was the one who lit the very first cigarette I smoked. When I got saved, I invited him to come to Jesus. And somewhere in our conversation, we got talking about smoking. I assured him that my desire to see him saved was really not about his smoking. However, I told him that cigarettes were killing him slowly. He said to me, "I do not want to die suddenly. I want to die slowly." If you're a child of God, God lives inside of you. When you fully embrace this truth, you begin to experience metamorphosis in your body. You will be healthy and strong, and you will actually feel responsible. If your faith is in Jesus, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Jesus bought your body on the cross of Calvary. He paid for your body. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20 says, "For God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body." When you go into a store, how do you know what a product is worth? You check the price tag, right? Whether you can afford it or not is another story entirely. God is saying, if you want to know what you are worth, check your price tag. Your price tag says the value of the blood of Jesus. What is that worth? I do not care if you're a Baptist, Muslim, Pentecostal, free thinker, or Mormon. Jesus loves you and died for you. Perhaps you are not a religious person and your faith is not in God, but you are an intellectual and you want to honestly evaluate Jesus' claim. Kindly send an email to mail@gfhlife.tv with the subject, "The Seekers Club." We will contact you. It is not the huge things you do once that brings transformation. It is the little things you do consistently. This is also about managing your physical health. Managing your physical health is actually a spiritual discipline. It is a misnomer to say you are spiritually disciplined, but you cannot manage your physical health. When it is time to fast, you cannot, because your belly is your God. If you cannot manage your appetite for food, how can you manage your spiritual health? The same goes for every other appetite. If you cannot manage it, you cannot be spiritually sound. Managing your physical health is proof that you are spiritually disciplined. Let us pray. Father, because of the glory you have for me, empower me to consistently manage my physical health. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.